I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
All right, this is gross. This guy sent us an email. He said, love the show, been listening since the beginning. I had to tell you what happened to me at a fast food place. I'm on my lunch break, thought I'd hit this place up to get a quick sandwich. I pull up to the drive-thru window, and this late 50s-looking lady who has that smoker voice that Chuck does is there. Well, I hand her my debit card to pay. She swipes it 4 or 5 times, and the magnetic strip wasn't working.
Mm.
Then she did the most unbelievably gross thing I've ever seen.
Oh, no, don't say it. Don't say it.
She said, old woman fix-el. She said, your card isn't working, but I know a trick.
Oh, God.
She takes my card, licks the back of it,
licks it,
and then swipes it. Craziest thing, it worked.
It worked.
But she, what are you to take
well,
it back?
Because it was dirty.
She hands me back my card. I pinch with 2 fingers a part she didn't lick and threw it on my seat till I could sanitize it.
What in the hell?
Completely shocked that this just happened. I just couldn't stop thinking, how many times a day does this lady lick people's credit cards?
Oh, and there's other people's fingers. Even from her point of view, it's gross because everybody's fingers.
It's all gross.
Yes. Yeah. How many things has she licked?
He needs to call his credit card company and cancel his card and get a new card signed. Say some lady licked it.
I've lost my card.
You call the credit card company and said some lady licked my card.
Did you lose your card? No, I didn't lose my card. I had an old smoker lady lick it. I'm not even touching it. It's right here. It's on my car seat. I'm not touching it. I'm not. Send me a new card. Hurry.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Hurry.
I'll send you a new card.
Gross.
He said, just think of disgusting. How many germs are swiped through that machine every day.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, I lost my appetite. I will not go back there. I just had to share with you guys.
Who knows what she's licking back there?
Oh, exactly. God. If she doesn't care about licking strangers' cards, what else is she doing?
She's like the, hey, Dave, hold on a second. Your hair looks a little...
Your hair's out of place.
Lick her fingers and put it in your hair.
No, Nelly, get away,
or
Nelly.
Nelly, stop it.
Hey, Dave, it looks like you just had a burger. And you'd be like, you got a little something on you. Hold on. Nelly, don't touch me.
A little mustard on you. Old lady saliva.
You eat there again.
Lisa went...
She doesn't like the thought of anyone licking her credit cards.
I never even thought of it before.
I didn't either.
Like, never thought that anyone would ever lick a credit card.
I knew exactly what this chick was going to do.
I knew exactly. A woman do that, not lick it. But when my card, for some reason, didn't work in their machine, she's like, hold on. And she rubbed something on it.
Well, and I've seen people just take their thumb. I've seen, and they'll just rub it like that. And I'm like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
it's better than licking.
Lick it is nuts.
She really wanted that credit card to work for that guy.
Oh, don't worry. I got an old ancient secret.
Oh, God.
Mahakalugi on it.
Jesus.
Really rub it in.
Nelly. God, so gross. Mary has a comment here. Mary, your coworker, you think she can one-up that?
She could definitely one-up it. She used to actually stick it between her cleavage. And when I asked her why she did that, because we used to have like one of those sponge things that you could just kind of like wet your fingers with to do, she's like, well, the yeast stuff that comes out of your sweat, it actually helps more to for the magnetic strip to read it. She's like, you should try it sometime. It works every time for me. And I'm like, uh-uh, no.
Oh. Wait, I don't think so.
Sweaty
Where
yeast,
was this woman
yeast,
with her tit
booze.
Yeast?
Tit yeast? Oh, yeah. I never heard those two words put together.
I haven't either.
I never wanted to. Wait,
where
ever.
Was she? Like, what kind of place? You don't have to name it, but what kind of place was this at?
Tit yeast.
It was a floral
shop. Oh, floral
shop. Wow. Floral.
Was she a floral. Sweaty a lady?
Oh, floral.
Yeah, she had to have some sweat.
She had, I guess, big boobs.
Big knockers.
I'm hard to tell because I have not even off the rack. I have to go, but I think she was like a D. So she wasn't sweaty,
move.
But she did have.
Yeah, but they're creating heat.
Yeast. They're baking yeast.
They're baking yeast creating bread. Heat.
Yep.
Man, I'm awake.
I'm less upset by that.
Me too. I'm going to say, I'd rather you swipe it through your cleavage than lick it. If you got to do one of those things.
Old lady smart. But you don't want, do you want the old ladies?
Big yeast boob.
I mean, a voluptuous set of breasts.
I don't really.
I just want my card to work, you know? I just want it to work.
Nellie probably starts her day with an RJ.
Oh, Jesus.
<Dave's dying. laughs> someone wrote in and says, I love how licking credit cards is gross, but licking bee holes is normal on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, but that's like a thing that people choose to do. That's their thing.
Yeah,
this was like,
you're right. This isn't a choice.
Strange
you had.
Woman with your item and
licking it's like her coming up and licking your butthole.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Without asking. Hey, what are you doing back there? Whoa! Hey!
Hashtag me too. Yeah, you have to ask, and you should definitely ask me before you lick anything of mine, whether it be my credit card or something on my person.
Ask
Imagine
before
if
you
she
lick.
Asked, though. May I
lick your card?
Your card isn't working very well. I gotta lick the whole back of it.
Excuse me, did you say lick my card?
That's right, I gotta lick the whole back of it. There's something the way the tobacco, my brown tongue.
Get tobacco, my brown tongue.
Yeah, it works every time.
The hair on my tongue wipes the magnetic strips.
Exactly. I think what happens is it scrubs off the very top layer.
Someone said, I just heard tit yeast on my way to work. My weekend is now complete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never, that's a word combo I've never even imagined.
No. I don't want to imagine it. Thank
goodness we haven't really.
The yeast in my breasts will fix your magnetic card.
I think flower lady?
I doubt it.
Flower lady.
I doubt that bitch is right.
Oh, no. We're getting more about tit yeast here. It's a huge thing.
It is?
Underneath big ones, always sweaty, doesn't see the light of day. Stuff grows. She's
what?
Stuff grows.
Oh, that's a disadvantage.
Mushrooms?
You shouldn't tell. Hey, big boob ladies.
Keep it down.
Don't tell anybody.
And also wash underneath your boobs.
Super hard.
Give them a scrub. God.
That's your secret.
It is. You got boob mushrooms.
Jeez.
That's a doctor's diagnosis.
Boob shrooms.
I hate to break it to you, Mrs. Johnson, but yeah.
Mushrooms.
You got boob mushrooms. That's a classic case of the boob shroom.
Boob shroom.
You got boob shrooms, lady. Get to the front. Take this prescription.
You're going to have to rub this cream all over yourself.
If you got boob shrooms.
The manager at that fast food place, I would outlaw that. Like, if I saw her doing that,
you
cannot lick people's
She'd
stuff,
sly
Nellie.
Sly about it. She'd make sure that manager's
I'll be honest,
around.
I get everything paid for, so shut up. I keep the line moving, pal.
Enough about tit yeast. I'm done with that.
Here's an interesting question. How many times have you just given your card to someone and they kind of like take it and go
and
in?
You don't see them,
You don't see them do their licking and their...
Yeah, what are they doing?
They don't. You don't see it half the time. Mm. And in fact, I don't even pay attention to it, really.
I mean, like,
I'm
where
just like, here's my
you
car.
You can still see them.
They take
sometimes.
It somewhere to the back or something?
Well, no, they don't
just,
take
they're
it.
They're kind of just out of sight. So
they're out of sight.
The window's here, but they're over here swiping, and you can't see
them. Yeah, I don't know if they, quickly licked anything.
That's, like, a
And I don't have my eye on them, like, hey,
That's a special case. I don't think a lot, most people are licking credit cards.
Let's hope. Because your normal reaction should be, I don't even want to touch this guy's credit card.
Right.
No,
you don't want to touch my credit card. Where have I been with it?
It's horrifying.
Sure. Mm-mm. All right. Speaking of gross things, this next listener had to send us this. She says, I'm a hairstylist and I manage a local salon. Now, unfortunately, we frequently have to deal with this very unclean client. He comes in once in a while to get his head and beard shaved.
Yeah.
We comes in, the stylists scatter because no one wants to work on him. He often smells like fresh cat pee.
Oh.
He has massive amounts of flaky skin and pustules on his scalp that pop when you run the clippers over them.
A pustule? Ew.
Pustules. On this particular day, he comes into the salon, checks in for his haircut, heads to the bathroom. Well, I can smell him as he even gets near me and passes by. Well, I turn to look and realize he has poop all over the back of his shorts.
And he went in for a haircut.
I panic. As a health risk to the staff and other clients, I have to refuse serving him.
Yeah.
So he leaves the bathroom. He heads to the lobby. I muster up the courage to tell this grown man that he has crap all over him and he has to leave.
So you're covered in poop.
As I walk up to him, he is writing something in a notebook that he always brings with him. He smiles, and I sit down a few chairs away to try and avoid his odor. I politely say, excuse me, sir, we cannot cut your hair today because the back of your pants is covered in feces. You need to go home and shower, and you can't come in here anymore if you're dirty. He blankly looks at me and says, oh, I didn't know. Closes his pad, peels his crap-covered ass off the chair, and leaves. This was probably the most uncomfortable position I've ever been in at work.
She's a hero, though.
She is a hero. Sometimes you have to be a hero.
Like it didn't even faze him.
No.
Well, any guy that has, you know,
pus head,
poop butt.
That's old pus head poop butt over there.
Pus head poop butt's here, guys!
He doesn't care. He doesn't know what's going on in life. You know?
But like she laid it all on him, though.
What
she
is it to say to somebody with a pus head and a poop butt?
Listen here, I'm going to break this down for you. We are not serving you because your ass is covered in feces. That's not it, though.
All right.
We will never, ever serve you again if you come in here smelling stinky.
Yeah.
You need to go home and take a shower.
You're not hurting that guy's feelings.
That is.
Well,
it's got to be a horrible thing to confront. Some people, I think, don't care. You know, when we worked with that girl who stunk. Mm-hmm. Right? She had obvious hygiene issues.
Yeah.
And would smell like pee a lot.
Yeah. And
worse.
Worse.
Pee and worse.
Did they ever, because everyone at work knew
somebody
about it.
They only talked to her about her attire.
Right. That's what I thought. They only talked to her and told her she can't wear pajamas to work anymore.
Right.
But they never talked to her about her stink.
Her stink. No one had the balls to talk about the stink.
We needed this girl to.
And even the guy who would like fart and pick his nose and stuff, no one talked to him about that. They were too afraid to. Every once in a while you snap, you know? Like I kind of snapped last night. I was at baseball and snapped. Someone needed to snap.
What'd you snap at?
There was a parent that kept coming into the dugout and then trying to say my kid should play here, my kid should play there. And this is just, you know, some terrible league.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's terrible, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not even a coach, but the coaches were all gone. So they're like, listen, we're going to be gone. Can you coach third? I'm like, oh God, I don't want to coach this. And I'm like, yeah. So I get in a confrontation with this woman because it's like the fourth time she's done it. And I'm like, listen, your kid was at that position and he made three errors and he's going to get hurt. He can't catch. So he's going to get killed. So I can't put him there because that kid throws 60 miles an hour and he's going to die.
Right.
But it was a big, big thing. And then finally I'm sitting there. I'm like, I just laid it out, told her everything. And then I was like, and by the way, everyone else, good luck. I'm out of here.
Yep.
I just left. I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, I'm not coaching this.
It's not worth that.
No, I'm like, I don't even want to do this.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Like, No. Oh, my God. But sometimes someone will push you to the brink where you have to just hit them with the truth.
I'm amazed. You guys know that's me. You push me far enough, I'll snap, right?
Right, right.
I'm amazed I never confronted that woman. And I think it was because that I became the boss at the time, and I was also worried about, well, that's a boss can't. And do yeah. that. It was a weird situation.
It was a weird situation.
Because yeah. I was a coworker, right? Because she was part of the, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was also the boss, but I was a man, and I didn't really want to talk to her about her. Fishy bits.
I
don't know how you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was heavy fish.
I don't know how you.
That hit me hard, yeah. man.
It was bad. Old fish bits. It was a bad scene there. But
old fish
I don't think
bits,
I could have told her. I don't know. You know, I could have talked to her.
I don't think we had to tell her when it looked like we all were wearing gas masks. Lisa would pull her shirt over top of her face.
I pull my shirt over my face.
Like, oh, gee. Just doing the show. Just normal.
Wearing her shirt over her face.
She did.
Lisa yeah, it was bad,
it.
You guys.
It was pretty
and
obvious.
I'd be like, Lisa, I don't care. I don't care. I have to.
Everyone's wondering what happened to the chair at that barbershop. That guy sat
oh,
in with
man.
His
burn
butt.
It. I hope they
burn it.
I'm assuming it's one of those barber chairs where it's just designed to be wiped.
Bleach. Yeah. Sanitary.
Burn it
yeah.
to the grave.
If it's the place that I'm thinking, the chairs that you sit in to wait are leather, so I'm sure they just hopefully gave it just a swipe
yeah.
with
oh
the Clorox wipe.
You know what a story about this is our very own in-house Jew.
Oh.
Hey, Boker Tone.
Hey. Boker Tone.
Jason, so the place you worked at, they had an issue.
Yeah, I worked at a bar, and there was a really cute server there, and we had a collection of computers where you're ringing all the orders and things like that. And she stunk, and nobody wanted to say anything, so the GM had to pull her aside and tell her that she had to start wearing deodorant. I think they went out and, like, bought her a stick of deodorant because, like, really soon after, you know, it was like, fresh, like, linen, you know, it smelled.
Oh, like she finally smelled
this
good.
Hot was she anti-deodorant?
She was a hot chick?
She was a hot chick that stunk?
Yeah, and it's tough, like, as a server, you're, like, reaching over people, you know, imagine your server with, like, sweaty pits.
Ooh.
And you're trying, you're getting your food,
gross.
So it was like, come on.
It's off-putting when you smell
How does
that.
A hot chick not know she stinks? No one
hippies.
Had the balls to tell her?
No, it's hippies.
It's because where he was, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah, we know where you
calm,
were.
Yeah,
we know where you
big
were.
High in hippies.
Yeah. I'm just glad I was a manager there sometimes, but I wouldn't have had the balls to say anything. So I'm glad my boss took care of it for me.
Yeah, that's good.
The guy with real balls stepped up.
Well, right. I always look at
all right,
it.
Jason,
like,
thanks, man.
Usually, someone has, someone has a job, like an HR job, and it's listen. I get it. It sucks, but that is your job. I always said that about the place that we were at.
Yes,
that's
your job.
That was their job. Like you have to tell Fishy Bits what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell Sir Farts a lot and picks his nose.
But
and
did
eats
we
it.
Ever complain to HR? Like anyone?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, there were people that complained. Yeah. I don't know if we ever complained.
Oh, we made it known. I don't know.
Yeah,
if we filed an official complaint.
Lisa, that person crapped all over the whole basement. They crapped all over the basement. You didn't have to complain.
True.
They crapped all over the basement.
They crapped all over the basement.
New radio show. Mornings with Tit Yeast and Fish Bits.
It's a
bad
that's
show.
A
the
that's
breakfast
a...
of champions.
Yeah.
John has a comment here. We're talking about this hairstylist who emailed us. She had to turn out down a customer because he came in with poop on his pants. You had a comment, John.
Yeah. My question is, why was the poop the limit? Why are pustules... okay, but poop is the limit. But you could have the bursting pustules.
You're
that's
right.
Fine.
You shouldn't be able to have pustules. You're so right.
I don't know because I don't even know what causes that.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't
not
know.
Not washing your head.
Yeah,
for a
that's
long
what it
time,
is.
Probably.
Right.
Is it okay if you work around my head pustules?
Yes, and I just need a trim.
Someone said I used to be the dirty, stinky guy.
Stop it.
The best thing to do is privately tell them.
You just didn't know.
How do you not know?
You become nose blind to yourself.
Right.
Little Denny's is like, I better take a bath.
I guess you do become nose blind. Or some people just don't have a great sense of smell. But you still know you need to shower.
No, but we'll talk to people. They'll be like, you know what? I don't ever use deodorant. I don't need to. I don't stink. I don't. I shower once a month. I'm fine.
Yeah.
We all know when we talk to that person that they stink.
Yeah.
They stink. They just don't know that they stink. They don't care that they stink.
One of the wonders of the world that we have showers and plumbing and things to.
Oh, we're so lucky we have that. Know?
I keep thinking about moments in history like a long time ago and how stinky those people must have been during all the great things.
Like the Declaration
of Independence, probably that room was probably
stinky.
Like, whoa, God, we hold these truths to be.
Oh, God, hurry up. Let me sign it. Hurry up. Oh, my God.
There's lucky there's not
Jesus,
puke all over.
John Hancock, do you got to take so long?
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Throwing their buckets of poop out the window.
Ben Franklin just farted, dude.
Everyone's got manure all over their shoes.
Yeah, they're just covered in nasty bugs on them.
Yeah. Someone from Florida said, my girlfriend worked at a popular restaurant on the beach. She said she had a fat lady poop herself while eating and just stayed and acted like nothing happened.
What?
Well, the smell got so bad they had to evacuate the building.
Oh, God.
And call the cops to remove her.
Well, I mean, yeah, the cops we live that too. So
just leave.
What, was she going to stand her poopy ground?
We live. Listen. And it's been there, done that.
She's not leaving without her dessert. Damn it.
Oh. Florida. So the heat.
Hot poop.
Yeah.
Hot poop. Damn it.
Hot poop.
Hot sticky poop, lady. Let's go to Casey next. Hi, Casey. You have a story similar to this, I understand, dealing with someone who stinks.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I actually went to a cosmetology school in Ann Arbor, and we had, like, the cheapest haircuts there since it was a school. So we had, like, all the homeless people coming there, and we actually had to refuse a lot of them because it's against health code to cut with, like, open sores and pustules and stuff on their scalp. Ooh. So that's actually, like... Yeah, it happened a lot, actually, and it smelled pretty bad, too.
Oh, I bet it smelled bad.
I'm sure it does.
I bet a pustule smells pretty bad.
I mean, listen, homeless people need haircuts, too.
I know,
but you can't have scabs and pustules.
Leave that to the guy who wants to get YouTube hits, because every once in a while you'll see, like... Guy cuts homeless people's hair on the street.
I heard a similar story.
Thank you for that. Thank you, sir.
A friend of mine who was going through dental school, same thing. They open it up. Like they do, obviously, training.
Yeah.
Super cheap, right? So
can you imagine?
Oh,
that's the most training you could ever have.
The stuff that came in there that they saw during those...
The smells and the... Ooh,
well, I always wonder...
That's a bad scene.
Hygienists and dentists have gone through, because I've seen some mouths just in the waiting room where I'm like, how are they gonna do this? And you'll walk by a room and they're like,
they've seen it
they
all.
Don't care they've no. seen it all, but now I understand why, because they went through
dental school,
2 months of homeless teeth.
Yeah.
No, they're used to it. They have to. Yeah.
They're like,
to it, right?
Oh, this is
you never
nothing.
Know what's going to walk through that door. No.
This is nothing compared to homeless teeth.
Nick has a comment here. Good morning, Nick. How are you doing?
Pretty good, yourself.
We're doing all right. Thanks. What's your comment?
All right. I went to school with a kid in 11th grade, about a 500-pound guy. I had gym class with him. He ended up having a disease called encompresis, where he couldn't control his bowels.
Oh.
So we'd be running behind the guy in circles in both the gyms, and the smell would be blowing at everybody. He eventually got kicked out of school because so many people complained. He wouldn't shower. He wouldn't change. He'd wear the same underwear and pants for days, covered in poop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Long story short, I had a buddy who got an apartment with him. My buddy had to use the plunger to clean the drain out in the shower.
Who would want to be his roommate?
I don't understand. The shower. So he just
had to plunge the shower drain.
Because he would just lose control of his bowels. Right?
Yep.
You can't get into that. Like your friend can't control their bowels. You don't live with them.
You can't live together.
I mean, get into that.
You're a cool guy. You're a cool
That's
guy.
How do you even hang out?
I don't mind playing video games with you.
The women are not going to want to hang out at the apartment where the guy's pooping himself.
Hey, listen, I know you want to come over tonight, but I got a couple things I got to tell you about my roommate. he poops himself.
Yeah.
And don't use the bathroom because I still haven't plunged the shower drain yet.
Went into a Publix grocery store in Southwest Florida. Old lady was handing out samples of grapes. I declined. A few minutes later, I saw her coughing and hacking into a Kleenex. Worst part, she wore no gloves.
Sample of grapes? Who the hell needs a sample of grape? We all know what a grape tastes like.
I didn't until just a couple weeks ago.
Well, you, but somebody besides you.
You know what?
Everybody else in the world knows what a grape tastes like.
Give me that grape sample.
Was it the special grape?
They probably just had a ton of grapes they had to get rid of.
I don't even know if that old lady worked there.
Oh, maybe they were the
cotton candy grapes.
Maybe that's it.
If there was like a different flavor of grape they were introducing.
Maybe, I guess.
God. I had to wax a smelly vagina one time.
What?
It was horrible. I held my breath for most of it.
I wonder how often that happens with the people that do that, the waxing. You know?
I'm sure it's... I wonder, can you say no?
You gotta be able to refuse service.
You have to be able to say it.
But that's uncomfortable.
Yep. I know it is.
You know, you don't know until you're in there.
Disgusting. You gotta
get that the truth. Ain't that the truth?
You don't know. Yeah. You're like, okay, you're right let's on it. Go. Yeah. We're gonna do this. I guess you just try and get through it really fast and hold your breath. Don't pass out.
No, I'm sure if it's like horrible, you couldn't. But
do you know the job I'd do if it was? I'd just like throw wax at it.
You're good.
Get out of here.
It seems unanimous. Most people hate the word pustules. Hey, we do too, but we were just reading it in this email from this hairstylist.
Yeah, pustules.
Pustules is bad. No. Super bad.
Smelly.
Let's go next to Ron. Hey, Ron, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Hey, we're talking about people who had to confront other people about being nasty.
Oh, yeah. So I do over-the-road truck driving, and... You know, the boss called me one day and said, hey, we got a new guy coming in. He's going to jump on this route with you. It's not too far. It's just, you know, a couple states over. So he gets in the truck and we start driving. You know, things are going good. And then all of a sudden he starts complaining. His stomach's hurting. He ended up, you know, just destroying his drawers. It was terrible.
So
the first thing I did was drive him off at the nearest truck stop and I finished the route myself. And I don't know how he got home, but I never seen that guy again.
Wow. Yeah. I see. He died there that day.
Good luck to you and your poop-filled drawers.
Yeah, get out.
I'm sorry. Yeah, goodbye. You're not. You can't.
No.
You're in a truck. You're in a confined space.
Yeah.
You poop yourself. You can't be a trucker.
Yeah, you're done.
Dennis is in Boston.
What's up, Dennis?
Go ahead. Ripcord. Hey, my son and I went into a very well-known fast food place, and when we ordered, the manager actually took our order, and this guy had the greasiest hair you've ever seen, and dandruff. I don't even know how that's possible, but like bald.
Yeah.
Oil and dandruff at the same
that's
time.
Crazy. Yeah,
that is
crazy.
What a combo. Terrible.
It was
and his there was an odor coming off of him. I don't know if it was his breath or what, but we got our food, we sat down, and this old couple came in, and this guy, the old man, came up with a paper bag, handed the guy the paper bag, and said, you need to use everything in this bag every day. And he opened it up, and there was a toothbrush, toothpaste, dandruff shampoo, and a bar of soap. And he thought it was funny. He was showing everybody in there that, look at this.
Was not embarrassed.
No, and no one said anything.
Good for those old people.
Yeah.
Well, he's the manager, right? So that's a totally different thing.
That's crazy.
That's not he. Who can talk to him? No, only his like regional manager or whatever. And obviously, they promoted him.
Yeah,
you gotta love
how
an old
you
guy.
Promoted?
Listen, you're disgusting. I'm not gonna pull any punches about it. Here's soap, a mouthwash, a toothpaste. You're gonna want to use this stuff every day. You have dandruff and grease.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, to be honest, the pooper had that too.
Yeah, you're right. Well, she had a condition.
I know, but I'm just saying, flakes, flakes and grease.
Flakes and grease is such a crazy
flakes
combo.
And grease.
You get flakes because of a dry scalp.
Right.
How do you get a dry scalp with greasy
hair?
Well,
I feel like the grease sometimes is like what they're putting on it. to try and
no, that's natural body grease.
That's body grease. I think it's just hair grease, just oil.
It's just pure hair oil.
Flakes and grease sounds like a delicious fast food restaurant.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like the worst.
I'm eating there every day.
No, that's disgusting.
What are the flakes?
That's what you need is you need to find elderly. You need to go to like a retirement home and find elderly people to give these people.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Bags of soaps.
Yeah, there's something refreshing about that.
It is. Like, listen, time is limited for me. I'm going to die. I don't really care, but I want to help you out.
Yeah.
I want to give you these soaps and things. Because you're a greasy, disgusting
person.
Oh,
my God.
Pustules, man. Pustules.
Flakes and grease. Brooke. Now, Brooke is one of those people that waxes people. Mm. Have you had to, one, have you ever refused someone?
I have not. No. I wax quite a bit, but I do mostly hair. But I was waxing my friend's mom's leg and got pretty close to that area.
Uh-huh.
And she decided to, I was inches away from that area, from my face, and she decided to fart in my face.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I got it loose.
Did she say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry?
Of course she did, but it was a bit rough because I had to finish the job and I'm still in that area.
Oh, my God. What noise did you make when she farted right at you?
I started laughing immediately.
Oh, you giggled, huh?
Oh. What noise would you make?
I would have been like, bah!
Different.
It would have been different.
Honestly. No, I know. Andy Green. I know Andy Green. He would have puked all over.
Yeah, I would scream at that.
If it smelled, dude.
It would have got me.
You
right.
would have been.
I'll throw up on a dime, man.
Yep, I know. You've seen something just on a screen in almost
almost every day of my life.
Oh,
This guy said, my wife is an esthetician too. The story she tells of when she's giving Brazilians horrifying.
It's like being in a crawl space and having a possum come right at you.
Oh, man. Well,
I would have thrown up all over that lady's vagina.
Let's go. Yeah. that's nasty. Let's go to Jared. Jared in Monroe. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. We're talking about having to confront someone about their odor or their stank.
Yeah. Nasty yeah. So I went to high school with this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Did we lose him?
High school with this kid, and he would never, ever shower, right? His skin was even turning green. And he was so smelly and disgusting that they would suspend him multiple times at school because he was a distraction to the classroom. And no one could focus because all they could do was just smell him all day.
Oh, well,
he would
pick his nose green.
He's picking his nose in class.
Well, that's why he's turning green. Too many boogers.
Oh, can somebody do something about the green boy?
You know.
What, he's got like mold growing on him? What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard of green.
Why you turn green?
I don't know why you turn green either.
Nick, you're dealing with this right now.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
Hey there. Yeah. No, I have a employee that I work with, and he is just. Oh yeah, for sure. Is that better?
I don't know what you're doing. Who are you talking to?
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, is that better?
Yes.
We didn't say anything, but go ahead and speak.
I have I have an employee that I work with, he's just really, really stinky. He smells like a bad bag of, like, greasy fast food.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, no, it's horrible.
What are you going to do about it?
Oh, you just...
Eventually talk with him. He'll, like, because it's been really hot because we work inside of a plant. So sometimes he'll just, like, walk in front of a fan, and he'll just, like, clear out a whole area.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got to cool down, guys. I got to cool down. Like, over here. Woo!
You know, before I got into radio, I worked in factories, right? And so it was a known thing. Guys would be like, listen, I'm working 12-hour on a 12-hour shift. I'm not taking a shower before I come and do this. Dudes would stink. Some guys would just wait.
Mm.
They would shower for the weekend. But while they were doing their 12-hour shifts, it was just do your job, go home, sleep, get up, do your job. It's like, yeah, they'd smell so bad.
Someone said, I'm a custodian for a town, and someone I work with has really dry skin. When I vacuum her office, it looks like she dropped a box of powdered donuts on the ground.
Jesus Christ.
My God.
Can you clean up your skin pile?
You have a skin pile.
There's literally a skin pile.
It's yours. We know it's yours.
It's yours. That is not powdered donut powder.
Anonymous, so you dealt with a stinky coworker at the carnival.
I was driving this down in like Goshen, Indiana. It's about 10 years ago. This young kid, he was 23, 24, and he would go to Salvation Army, buy pants, and would literally wear them until they could walk themselves. So a couple of us truck drivers and the maintenance thing got him out of bed, zip tied him to a tree with those thick cable ties, and took a power washer and Dawn soap to him.
Carney Justice?
Carney Justice.
Car tonight. Yeah. Carney Justice.
Yeah.
Justice.
I'd watch.
We're tying you to that tree now, thank you.
Yeah.
Hit him with the soap.
So what did you...
Oh, yeah, Dawn.
This is totally off topic, but what did you as a truck driver do while the Carney was up and running? Like, did you have another job?
No. They just paid me to drive the loads.
So you just drove the loads, and then you just had break. You were just off for the few days that the Carney was in town.
Yeah, as soon as the loads would have to go to a different town, then I would drive.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You have to see an ancient Carney washing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he smelled like grease and BO.
Okay, did that straighten him up? Did he get better?
He didn't work much longer for them. They just shoveled him right down the road.
Yeah.
If the Carney won't take
it? The Carney won't take it.
Yeah, the carnival.
If the Carney kicks you out,
they have standards, Dave.
Yeah. Carney standards.
Wow. He wasn't living by the Carney code.
Yeah.
You know it's bad when the carnival kicks
right,
you out.
Because you could have a wooden foot. You could have wood teeth.
One tooth.
No teeth.
Yep.
Well, half an arm.
Yeah. Anything. We'll take you.
You could literally be out loud addicted to meth.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could be on every offender's list known to man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hired.
We'll take you.
We got you.
Approved.
Yeah,
but when they got to zip tie you to a tree,
kind of justice.
Yeah, they got him in the middle of the night, zip tied him.
I mean, I understand why he didn't want to work there anymore.
Yeah,
what a wild time that would have been when a bunch of crazy carnies are. You don't know what they're about to do. They're just zip tying you to a tree.
You're scared.
That's
to death.
My last day.
Yeah, you're scared to death.
Bill's with us here. Good morning, Bill. How you doing, man?
Hey guys.
So what happened? Tell us a story.
Preparing to peg. All right, so my wife and I used to work at a truck stop, and if the truckers came in and they were too stinky, they would keep a can of Febreze under the counter, and if they were real stinky, they would just spray the trucker with Febreze.
Take that, you stinky trucker. How would they react?
They'd get kind of pissed, but hey, you know, you're stinky. I had a guy one time come in, stunk so bad I couldn't get anywhere near him.
Oh my goodness,
we did that method.
That should
before.
Be
that's how we
go.
Handled it.
Yeah,
like a force field. No, like we would spray, and I don't even know if we had anything that was as good.
We never sprayed the person.
No, but it was the room, they would leave.
The
they would,
leave the
they
room.
They would leave
to
and
go
then
poop themselves again.
Yes,
and we'd spray the room.
We'd spray so violently, and that might even be where I have my hang up now with the spray.
Yeah,
because I spray in the bathroom the way we would spray when she walked through,
and she'd come back, and then it would be smell like air freshener.
Oh my God, so
really
strong!
Bad.
Yeah, so Jesus. Strong.
I'm so glad I missed out on all that.
Oh
yeah,
my God,
you're lucky.
That
was
bad. It was a dark, dark
that's
time
bad,
in the show.
Man.
We all considered leaving.
I mean, I just can't
we did
be.
We did.
Not like, and we left.
And
we
considered leaving and left.
That's when we started looking to leave.
We considered it and then did it.
I'm like, let's leave.
I mean, just working with somebody like that, that's so crazy.
Yeah, and it was an odd thing because...
And then people are sensitive, so you can't say anything
The person wouldn't quit. They pooped themselves at least one time.
You'd never see them again after
in
that.
Our room, right?
Yeah.
There was that one time, the scuttlebutt, where it was running out and the smell hit so strong.
She, I think, and in then, her mad dash to the bathroom, released gas.
Oh, yeah. Remember when she was walking?
I'll never forget it.
She was
it,
walking
really.
With her cheeks clenched together.
Yep.
You guys, it was so bad. You was so
oh
bad.
Oh, my God.
Because she was in a room with a door behind us, but she'd have to open the door, come out, and run past us.
Yeah.
Yep. To go to the bathroom.
And then she fell into the wall.
Oh, yeah, like pretended it was she was concussed.
What the hell? What happened? Yeah. Was she on mushrooms?
No, she just had a lot of problems.
Doing it again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was very dramatic. Very dramatic.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. She, and we were on the air. We were literally on the air. And, she, yeah.
And she's partying this whole time while she's doing all that?
Yeah. I don't know. My not God. That time, I don't think.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will. Oh. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Go ahead.
It's something we've been through.
Oh, man. So I work with these two stanky guys. I'm telling you. And I'm sitting right next to them. So I say they stink so bad. Man, it smells like raw maggot juice.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, we'll let you deal with that on your own then. And one more text here. I was in a strip club, so I decided to go to Pervert's Row and tip the strippers that were dancing on the stage. This one stripper came up, bent over in my face, and upon spreading her cheeks, she farts. Right in my face.
Dude, if a stripper farts in my face, I take out an umbrella and I fly away. Immediately. And you
thank
never
you,
hear
madam.
From
you.
Oh, look, it's Pearly Poppins. Yeah, you never hear from me again.
Someone said, needless to say, I left and went to the bathroom to throw up. The smell was that bad.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Lady McFeces.
Nasty.
As Lisa said, someone mentioned it too. Wash your ass.
Wash your ass.
You gotta wash your ass. That's where the main stank comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Ass and bits. So keep it clean because other people around you are noticing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Five suspects robbed two men in Metro Detroit. Five of them.
Okay.
And they had all sorts of guns and clubs.
Yeah.
What'd they get? $4. Jeez.
Oh, man.
Here's the story of how it happened from WJBK Fox 2.
Nope. I don't know if that'll...
Failed to load the stream.
Yeah.
Never even
give it
that.
Another try.
Yeah, well, you can just turn it on for just a second for me, if you will, just so I can get on through it here. We'll, here we go. All right, there you go. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
What? Yep, that's all the criminals got in Pontiac on Wednesday morning, but that $4 could lead to major felony charges.
They need to be brought to justice immediately.
Let's start early Wednesday morning around 4 here at the Marathon gas station on North Perry and Glenwood. Five individuals wearing masks approach a 37-year-old man from Pontiac and stated, run your pockets. You've heard of that expression?
Yeah, I mean, just run it. Give me all that. I need everything you got.
And they had weapons.
Both victims described.
I would have no idea.
I was going to say, God damn it, what?
I would
run
have
my
no
pockets.
Idea.
Run, what do you mean? Run with my pockets out?
I don't have any clue.
You have to Google it before.
Hold on. I got to go to Urban Dictionary.
Hey, Siri, what does run your pockets mean?
I wonder if she would even say anything.
Does she even say anything?
No, I don't know. Let's see. Hey, Siri. What does run your pockets mean?
Okay, I found this on the web for Hey Siri, what does run your pockets mean? Check it out.
The act of robbing someone of all the contents in their pockets.
Oh, my God, I'm being robbed.
That's hilarious to find to read that you're being robbed.
Oh, my God, Siri, I'm being robbed.
Hold on, hold on a second. Hold on, let me read this here. Being robbed.
Oh, no.
I can't believe this guy in a mask with a gun on my face is actually robbing me.
Run your pockets.
Know.
I don't know how to run my shoes, my pockets. I don't know how to run any of it.
I don't know. You can have my pockets, I guess.
I didn't even catch my underwear today.
I knew it. I knew it would be bad. I didn't catch right where now I'm having my pockets run.
One of the individuals was having a handgun, and then one of the individuals had a club.
And the victim gave them all the money he had.
$4. That's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
It's the environment we live in, the poverty that's going on. You feel me? Like, that's how it is out here. You feel me? It's people hungry.
Apparently, the masked man, not happy with their score, they beat him severely with this club.
Jesus. That's sad.
People don't always got the right mindset.
Apparently so, because less than an hour and a mile away, here at the corner of Exchange and Orchard Lake Road, police say they believe the same five were at it again. This time, a 52-year-old Pontiac man just walking to work.
He had headphones on. He didn't hear the individuals come up from behind him, at which time he was struck.
Luckily, both victims are expected to make a full recovery. If you have information about these crimes, contact the Oakland County Sheriff's Department or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-SPEAK-UP.
Oh, damn.
That's why I keep a full gas tank.
Yeah.
Because I drive at, you know, before 4 in the morning on some of the shadiest places around.
Yeah.
You know I can't stop to get gas.
No.
I cannot stop to get gas.
I never stop anyway. I don't care if that light's on. I'll push it.
Yeah, you got more in there than you think.
You do. Yep. I've pushed it to the limit.
But don't stop at a shady place, man.
No. You can't. I mean, sometimes you have to.
You saw that club? You don't want to get hit with that club. Dude, I don't know what that thing was.
When the dude was walking to work, just listening to music, and got hit in the head and knocked out.
That's crazy. You don't even have to hit me.
Yeah, I'll give you everything I got, which is nothing.
We can have a full-on conversation.
Yeah, I have nothing.
I'll be like, dude, sorry.
You know, and the crazy thing is, I hardly ever have cash on me.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people don't these days.
Yeah, I don't think you. Why would you?
I guess you can take my credit card,
but
I'm going to call and cancel it immediately. Hey, Siri, cancel all credit cards.
They're like, get in the car, Crackle.
They're like, go to your ATM.
Yeah, and then they take you there.
You're going to call and turn off that credit card. Give me that phone.
Yeah.
You know, you got a phone? He's whispering to us
like, hey, Siri, cancel all my credit cards.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Running your mouth? But running in pockets.
Running my pockets. Hold on. Siri, hurry up.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
That's a club.
That hurt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is one of those things, honest to God, everyone gets too worked up about the stupidest things that never affects their lives. All because of the damn internet.
Yeah, that's just life,
shut the internet down. Shut it down.
That's just life.
Shut down the internet.
Shut her down.
This is the latest This is out of England. A 25-year-old woman, mother of sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
What?
Banis Gavesiotia.
Sure, okay.
Agni. Recently got her master's in English from the University of Essex in England.
Mm-hmm.
Their thesis was probably on pronouncing her name for God's sakes. Anyway, she's getting her diploma at graduation. Her 27-year-old boyfriend, Edgaris Avrabukas, walked up.
That's a rough go.
And proposed to her. So she's graduating. As she's getting her diploma, he walks up and proposes to her.
Yeah.
There's actually video of this here. This is how it played out.
Okay. Can we go back and hear the name?
I think they cut her name off.
Oh,
that's part of it. Yeah, I don't know.
Jesus.
Sounded like Elvin.
So there she is. She just got her diploma. And her boyfriend comes up and proposes to her.
She's like, no, I'm about to start my life.
Yeah.
You're more of a flame. She looked shocked and happy. She said yes. As you heard, the crowds applauding and cheering for them.
No
Yeah, move on.
The University of Essex, where she just graduated from, posted the video on Twitter, but it got so much criticism, they've had to take it down.
I hate Why? It. I hate it already.
Because people said he is so selfish. He hijacked her moment to make it all about him.
Hmm.
Here's what one writer wrote. Graduating is a personal achievement. We don't get many of those moments. Why is it so about him? He had to hijack it.
God, I didn't even go to mine.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Because you think she'll ever think that? You stole my moment? No, she's obviously happy.
I think a big public proposal is, I think it's kind of rude.
I do too.
I like it's because it puts the person you're asking in a weird spot. They got a lot not you look like really, a douche.
You can't say no to me, can you? Yeah. Not in front of all these people.
You know what I mean? It's weird. I don't like it. But yeah. I don't like marriage. I don't like these
right.
people.
Yeah.
Like
poor Benska Vets UCS.
Yeah.
It was. I don't. It was a bad call on his part.
Yeah.
But whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to work.
No.
It's not going to work.
No, it won't work. Because she's graduated now. She doesn't need him anymore. And she can move on with her life.
Deal.
Without him. Like, she probably just said yes because she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's what I think. I just find it rude.
Yeah.
Al Beck did see a public refusal.
A refusal?
Yeah.
In person.
Mm. Oh yes. God.
Where did this happen?
At the best place on earth. It was at the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, sweet God. I would have loved to have seen that.
Are you kidding me right now?
It was years ago. And I saw the entire thing go down. I was back, you know, where they do the jousting. There's like this little garden or something in the middle of the path.
Yeah.
And this nerd took his girlfriend into the little garden.
Fair Schmaden.
And yes. Yeah. And he started like getting all sentimental with her, and she knew where it was going. And as he starts dropping to his knee, she starts going, No, don't do this. Don't do this. And he got all the way down and asked for thine maiden's hand in marriage. Oh. And she walked away.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go get a turkey leg. You better think about what you're thinking.
Just, I told you no, God damn it.
I'm going to go get a turkey leg. Oh, calm down. You just embarrassed me in front of the queen. You just embarrassed me in front of the queen, you stupid.
I must say that I am in love with you. I've been in love with you since the first day we talked online.
It's just sex. It's just all we have. I get physical needs from you.
My God,
I'm going to go get a big pickle.
Didn't expect.
And I'm going to get a bread bowl.
I brought you to this beautiful garden and the Renaissance Festival.
I'm walking away.
I
wish I could walk faster, but I think
wait a second, I bought a suit of armor for this.
I really can't walk any faster.
Wait a second, I did the voice and everything.
Embarrassed me in front of that hot jousting knight.
You have your eyes on him. I knew it.
Oh, that poor little nerd. That poor little nerd.
Yeah, he envisioned it so differently.
He
than
did. It would be a beautiful like, medieval. Great.
You're a goddamn loser.
Love union.
He sat there on his knee for a while. He was frozen in time.
Poor guy.
By the mighty ice of the Ice Queen.
So she just walked away.
Oh, yeah. She tried to stop him. I will say that in her defense. She tried to stop him. She knew what was happening.
Don't you do it.
And she was like, I'm going to reject you in front of all these people.
How many people were around, Al?
I mean, it was a pretty busy day, so. Oh. I sat and watched the entire thing.
How could you not?
That's the best part of.
How could you not?
Yeah, that would have been the best part of Renaissance Festival.
I'd buy a ticket to something like that.
Oh, my God.
It's better than the Zucchini Brothers.
I don't even know.
Alan.
Yes.
What is that?
It was the juggling act that used to do the right
thing. Okay.
Zucchini Brothers?
Zucchini Brothers.
Yeah. I thought it was something.
Yeah, Al watches a lot of old-timey stuff.
I bet it's on
there. Yeah, look it up. Oh, what is that?
I thought it was like some comedians from the 1920s he was into.
They
may as well have been. They juggled with spam.
Oh,
the Zucchini Brothers. They're wacky.
Oh, my.
I think there may be more than one Zucchini Brothers.
I don't know.
There's more than one?
Well, these guys are like musicians.
Well, I don't know that the Zucchini Brothers to Ren Fest is going to be the top hit on YouTube.
There you go.
There they are.
Oh, I see.
Listen to the crowd go wild.
You seen them?
Yeah, the Zucchini Brothers.
Okay, we're back. Yes, but we just used the kick of recovery.
we've got a lot more club passing to do. We're
going
to have to be
flawless. Oh, they're like comedy jugglers.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to say, though. You have no idea.
Comedy jugglers.
Oddly enough, I don't hate them as much as magicians.
No. A comedy
juggler. You're into this. You're into this.
No. I'm not into that.
No, Lisa.
You've never been to the Renaissance
I've been,
festival?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was, I'm not into it. I didn't dress up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't.
All right, you're not.
She called you out. You're into this.
You're into this.
No, I'm not.
You're into it.
Let's not pull any punches.
You've been there.
Got a helmet obsession.
You're into it.
You have a knight's helmet.
I've been to the Renaissance Fest though. I had to go do the Mark and Andy show there a couple times.
Oh yeah.
I have not.
Devin, there. I have once years ago. I had to work there too for Devin. Devin is with us. Devin, you saw a proposal go wrong.
Yeah, what's it called? Me and my ex-girlfriend now. We were at I think it was like a fancy, I don't know, whatever restaurant, and the guy went to go drop down on one knee, and then his girlfriend at the time was like, I was actually thinking about just breaking it up with you tonight.
So she just dropped the ultimate other bomb. And I understand that. Like, you might as well.
If it gets
like,
there.
If you're going to, if someone has taken it to the extreme and as asking you, and they have no, because this is, I feel like guys know whether or not someone's going to say yes to them.
I don't think they always do.
I don't think
No.
Chuck. I think that those guys, they know that she's going to say no somewhere deep down inside.
So that's why they do it out there?
And they do it there, and they're hoping for the best. There are some guys that'll ask the same girl like 4 or 5 times.
No, they don't. That's wild.
You're stupid.
You know? And every once in a while, it's when that happens, the girl does the right thing. And she's just like, you know what? We're actually going to go the full opposite way. We're going to break totally up right now because you've did this.
Yeah.
You should have never done this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess, why not? Well, don't pull any punches at that point.
No.
Because if you're going to say no, you don't like
anyway, end it.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.